I often think to myself, and especially today, I say, I think if I were ever depressed, I'd probably want to read Genesis 45. That'll encourage you.
这个里面呢，有通常呢，他自己说呢，就是说是如果我有时感到压抑的话呢，我就要读圣经的，我有可能就读45章。
It's a good story.
这是一个好的故事。
I think it would be kind of nice to realize that your brother's the boss.
所以我认为这个是非常好的一件事情，你意识到呢，你的那个弟兄呢是那个老板。
Of how much almost the whole world. Amazing.
因为这他呢基本上掌控了整个世界，这个非常神奇。
So we'll pray and then we'll get into our study and just rejoice in the wonders of it all.
因为我们现在祷告，然后开始我们的学习，然后来去享受这一切。
Lord, we want to thank you for the good news.
主啊，我们要感谢您为了这些好消息。
Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so.
所以主耶稣基督爱我，我知道是因为那圣经告诉我的。
So Lord, help us today as we study, we pray.
所以主啊，今天呢，当我们学习的时候，求您帮助我们。
Encourage our hearts and encourage those who we love as well.
所以呢，求您鼓励我们的内心，也鼓励那些我们爱的人。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So again, welcome to all. Welcome to Amy and Ying, or Amy Ying rather, and Winston, as well as Vic and Dora.
再次欢迎大家，欢迎呢，也重上的 Amy 啊，Ying 啊，Winston 啊，Dora 还有老王。
Our studies have brought us up to chapter 45, verse 13. Of Genesis.
我们上次呢学到了呢《创世纪》第45章的第13节。
And you remember, Joseph is making himself known to his brethren, telling his brethren who he is.
所以你们大家也记得呢，约瑟呢告诉了他们的哥哥们他是谁。
And as you think, you try to put yourself in the shoes of these people. And you say, I'd be absolutely flabbergasted.
因为如果你呢，试图呢，就是说是站在这些人的那个角度去看呢，这些就对他们来说是绝对，就是说是一个非常的不可思议的。
And so I guess my question is the word flabbergasted easily translated into Chinese?
所以呢，他的问题是这个 flabbergasted， 是不是容易翻译成中文呢？
All right, so verse 13 says, Joseph says to his brothers, you shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt and of all that you have seen, and you shall hasten and bring my father down here.
第13节说，你们也要将我在埃及一切的荣耀和你们所看见的事儿都告诉我父亲，又要赶紧的将我父亲搬到我这里来。
How could they possibly tell him of all his glory in Egypt?
他们在埃及，他们怎么可能把他所有的荣耀告诉他呢？
He didn't live like a typical ruler in our land.
他并不是说是像活着像我们这片土地上一个典型的统治者。
He was appointed by the king. He wasn't elected.
所以他是那个国王指定的，他并不是被选上的。
He wasn't subject to re-election.
所以呢，他就是说是他在他的那个底下工作的。And
the populace were pretty keen in making sure that nobody stood against him.
所以呢，就是说是整个的呢，他们呢就是确保没有人反对他。So
they had to tell Jacob all about his glory in Egypt.
所以他们必须得把那个也。 那个就是告诉雅各他在埃及的所有的荣耀。
How could they do that?
他们怎么做得到呢？
And then they said, he said to them, hasten, bring my father down here.
也就是说呢，赶紧把我父亲搬到这里来。
Sometimes the really good things in life come fast.
所以有时候呢，在人生里的好事呢，总是来得很快。
Don't slow the really good things down.
所以不要把那些好的事情都把它耽搁了。If
it's really good, take it soon.
所以如果这个事情非常好，就你马上就得到。And
there's a sense in which the story is similar to the kind of story that we're going to have when we go to heaven.
所以这个故事呢，就是类似于我们当我们去到天堂以后的这样的故事。
And some people are telling us a little bit about the glory of God.
有些人告诉我们一点点关于神的荣耀。
And the glory of Egypt.
就是，sorry,
the glory of Jesus.
就是我们主耶稣的荣耀。
But one day, we're going to go.
所以有一天呢，我们会去。
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Verse 14. Then Joseph fell on his brother Benjamin's neck and wept. And Benjamin wept on his neck.
第十四节说，于是约瑟夫在他弟兄便雅悯的颈项上哭，便雅悯也在他的颈项上哭。Can
you imagine all the emotion?
你可以去想象一下
those moments.
你可以想象一下在这一刻的所有的那些情感吗？
Verse 14. Then he fell on. Sorry, 15. Moreover, he kissed all his brothers and wept over them.
第十五节说呢，他又亲吻众弟兄，抱着他们哭。Well,
you can understand the brothers standing there and watching Joseph going over to Benjamin and throwing his arms around him and weeping.
其实你可以去想象一下，他这些哥哥们的所有的看见约瑟呢走过去，把他的那个双臂张开，抱着那个他的便雅悯哭。And
each of the brothers say, we sold Joseph. We sent him into prison. What's he going to do? He weeps over Benjamin. We can understand that. What's he going to do to me?
每个人都在想呢，我们把他卖到埃及去，我们让他下了监狱。那么说呢，他抱着便雅悯哭，他们会理解。但是他们在想，他怎么样对我们呢？
And he kissed all his brothers.
所以他亲吻了众弟兄。
And I think if I were one of those brothers, I would say, I can understand him kissing the others, but he's not going to want to be. He won't kiss me.
因为我认为我是，如果是他哥哥中的一个的，我就说那他去亲吻别人，我可以理解，但是他不可能亲我。And
he wept over them all.
所以他跟他们一起哭。
And then verse 15 ends with the phrase, and after that, his brothers talked with him.
所以呢，第十五节的结尾说，随后他弟兄们就和他说话。Why
is that important?
这个为什么会重要呢？
I think before that, they were afraid to talk with him.
有人认为在这之前呢，他们害怕和他说话。They
probably said, if we open our mouths, wouldn't matter what we say, we're still guilty.
所以他们呢，有可能这样去想，如果我们跟他说话，不管我们说什么，都是有罪的。But
after he loved them, wept with them.
但是呢，当在他爱他们之后，和他一起哭了以后
，then they talked with him.
然后他们才跟他说话
，which means that in an amazing way, Joseph brought himself down to where his brothers were, so that they weren't afraid of him anymore.
所以这个呢，就是说是从这个某种意义上说呢，就是约瑟呢，他放低自己。 这样呢，再跟他的哥哥们降低到一个同样的水平，这样呢，他的哥哥们就不再害怕他了。They
spent a year being afraid of that man in Egypt.
所以他们几年来呢，他们一直在埃及害怕这个人。They
spent 20 years being afraid that one day their sin might be found out.
所以他们花了二十多年才一直，二十多年一直在害怕。 有一天呢，他们的罪被显露出来。A
guilty conscience for 20 years, that's kind of hard to handle.
所以呢，就是说是带着有愧的良心，20年，这是很难去把持的。And
so I can imagine that they were rather reluctant to say anything to him. But after he fell on their neck and kissed him and wept over them and probably whispered something in their ears, they said, I think he's forgiven us. We're going to talk to him.
我认为呢，他们呢就是很为难，到底要跟他说什么。但是在约瑟呢抱着他们哭以后呢，就是亲吻他们以后呢，就是说是也许在抱着他们就在他们耳边耳语了什么。那么说呢，在这之后呢，他想呢我们被人饶恕了，所以他们才开始敢跟他说话。
Now the verse 16, the report of it was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brothers have come. So it pleased Pharaoh and his servants well.
第十六节说，这风声传到法老的宫里，说约瑟的弟兄们来了，法老和他的臣仆都很喜欢。
This again is the goodness of God.
再一次，这是神的美善。
Everything seems to be working out just fine.
所以每件事情呢，看起来都是很顺利。
So Pharaoh said to Joseph, say to your brothers, do this, load your beasts and depart to go to the land of Canaan, bring your father and your households and come to me. I will give you the best of the land of Egypt and you will eat the fat of the land.
第十七节说，法老对约瑟说，你对你的弟兄们说，你们要这样行，把驼子抬在牲口上，起身往迦南地去，将你们的父亲和你们的全家都搬到我这里来，我要把埃及地美物给你们，你们也要吃这地肥美的出产。
You can imagine the brothers, they say, we sold Joseph a slave into Egypt.
你可以去想象一下，他的哥哥们说呢，我们把约瑟卖到埃及去当奴隶。
He was a slave for 13 years.
他在那里做了13年奴隶。
Simeon was a slave for 1 year.
所以西缅在那里做奴隶做了一年。
They said, I guess we're in for real trouble.
他们呢，我认为呢，他们猜他们有大麻烦。
And you can imagine that they would expect great penalty.To be heaped out upon them for their great sin toward Joseph.
所以你可以也想得出来，就是说他们呢认为呢，就是说是啊，对他们对约瑟犯的这么大的罪，将会对他们有很大的惩罚。
And instead of that, verse 18, you bring your households, each of you bad boys, you bring your households and come to me. I will give you the best.Of the land of Egypt, you will eat the fat of the land.
而取而代之的呢是第十八节，他说呢，你们把你们的全家，就是你们这些坏孩子，把你们全家都搬到我这里来，我也要把埃及地的美物给你们，你们又要吃这地肥美的出产。
Do you think some of them said, "I don't deserve this"? This is absolutely marvelous.
你认为他们中间是不是会有人说呢，我完全不值得这些，这个太奇妙了。
Verse 19, now you are commanded, do this. Take carts out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and your wives, bring your father and come.
第九节说，现在我吩咐你们要这样行，从埃及地带着车辆去，把你们的孩子和妻子并你们的父亲都搬来。
Did you note the little line? You are commanded.
因为就是你有没有注意到这一句话呢？就是我现在吩咐你们。
The blessing that God had for them was not optional.
所以呢，神呢给他们的赐福呢，他们是没有选项的。
All right. I keep on thinking of the parallel now. Parallel is one day God is going to call us to go to heaven, just like they were called to go to Egypt.
这个呢，我就想类似的一些情况，就是说有一天呢，神会呢呼召我们回到天堂。那么说呢，就像他们被呼召要去埃及一样。
Who gets to go?
谁会去？
Everyone who's in.God's family.
每个神的家里的成员。
People get to decide whether they're going to be in God's family or not.
所以你呢必须决定，人们呢也必须决定，他们是不是要待在神家里。
But if we're in God's family, we move as a normal family would. When the Father says go, we go.
就是我们在神的家里呢，我们搬家的时候呢，就像那个普通的家庭那样，那个父亲说呢搬，我们就搬；那神说搬呢，我们就都搬。
Also, verse 20, do not be concerned about your goods, for the best of all the land of Egypt is yours.
第二十节继续说呢，你们不要在乎自己的家当，因为埃及全地的美物都是你们的。
So when you go to heaven, what are you going to take with you?
当你去天堂的时候，你会带一些什么？
And sometimes a little child will say, can I get to take my doggy to heaven?
也说一个小孩子说呢，我能不能把我的小狗带到天堂去呢？
I got a new coat for Christmas. Can I take my new coat when I go to heaven?
圣诞节我得到了一件新衣服，我能不能把这个新衣服带到天堂去了？
What about my new shoes? I want to take them to heaven.
那我买的新鞋怎么办？我也想带到天堂去。
When you get to heaven, are you going to really be sorry that you couldn't take some of your nice things from your house to heaven?
当你去到天堂以后，你会不会感到非常遗憾？你并没有把你家里的那些非常好的东西都带上呢？
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Revelation 22, Revelation 21 says, He made all things new.
因为启示录21章22章说，他把一切都变成了新的。
Sometimes you do, you go to the cupboard and you see, oh, I got a new shirt. That's nice. I did take a look at my new shirt.
有人呢，你呢得到了一件新衬衣，你说看起来非常不错，你看看我的新衬衣。
Can you imagine going to the cupboard? Everything's new.
你可以去想象一下，你进去以后，所有事都是新的。
When we go to heaven, everything's new.
当我们去到天堂以后呢，每一件事情都是新的。Absolutely
marvelous.
绝对奇妙的。So
Jacob and your families, do not be concerned about your goods. Leave them all in the land of Canaan. Give them away. For the best of all the land of Egypt is yours.
所以呢，雅各，你和你的那些不要在乎你的家当，你要一直呢。 到埃及去，到埃及全地的美物都是你们的。So
verse 21, then the sons of Israel did so.
第21节说，以色列的孩子们就如此行。Was
that the first time they were really enthusiastically obedient?
是第一次他们非常热心的去顺服吗？
They hadn't been exemplary, had they?
因为他呢，以前呢有个例子在他们前面。But
God, through Jacob, through Joseph and Pharaoh, was extremely gracious to them, generous to them, and so the sons of Israel did what they were told.
因为就是，但是神呢，通过耶稣，通过法老，对他们呢，格外的这样的施恩典，施恩典，所以以色列的儿子们就如此行。And
Joseph gave them carts or wagons according to the command of Pharaoh. And he gave them provisions for the journey.
于是照着法老的吩咐，给他们车辆和路上用的食物。And
he gave to all of them, to each man, changes of garments.
又给每个人的一套衣服。But
to Benjamin, he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of garments.
唯独给便雅悯300块银子5套衣服。
Did every one of those 11 brothers get a blessing from God?
那个第十一个，他们的11个的哥哥们，每个人都得到了神的赐福吗？
Who got the best blessing?
谁得到了最好的赐福？
The one who had done the least sinning.
所以其中一个呢，就是犯罪最少的。
Remember, every Christian gets to go to heaven.
记住，每个基督徒呢都会去天堂。
We're all going to enjoy heaven, just like they were all going to enjoy the land of Goshen.
因为我们所有人都会享受那个 天堂，就像他们呢会享受在那个 Goshen 那片土地。
But who got the best blessing when they got there?
那他们到达那里的时候呢，谁得到最好的福气呢？
That was Benjamin.
是便雅悯。
Why did Joseph give Benjamin 300 pieces of silver?
为什么约瑟要给便雅悯300块银子呢？
Well, they sold Joseph, didn't they?
他们卖了约瑟，是不是？
What did they get for selling Joseph?
他们卖约瑟卖了多少钱？
20 pieces of silver to be divided amongst 10 men. They got 2 pieces of silver each.
他们卖了20块银子，他们那十个人分，那么一个人就分了两块。
What did Benjamin get? 300 pieces of silver, and he didn't have to share it with anybody.
那便雅悯得到什么呢？他得到了300块银子，不用与任何人分。
God is good.
神是美好美善。
And he forgives the sinner.
他饶恕罪人。
But he's bountiful, far more bountiful toward the one who doesn't sin.
他呢给那些更丰富，给那些就是说是不怎么犯罪的人。
Verse 23
第23节。
And he sent to his father these things, 10 donkeys loaded with the good things of Egypt, and 10 female donkeys loaded with grain, bread and food for his father for the journey.
第23节说送给他父亲公驴十匹。驮着埃及的美物母驴十匹，驮着谷物与饼和肉，为他父亲路上用。
So if you were Jacob, what would you say? 10 female donkeys loaded with grain, bread, and food for his father. What would you say?
如果你是雅各，你会说什么呢？因为母驴十匹，驮着谷物与饼和肉，给他父亲路上用，那你会怎么说？
You'd say, I can't eat that much.
你说我吃不了这么多。
It's far more than I need.
就是远远超过我需要的。
Does God ever give you enough?
神有没有给你足够的东西呢？
Yeah.
是。
Does God ever give you more than enough?
神有没有给你超过足够的东西呢？
Yeah. God is a bountiful God.
也是，神是一个非常丰富的神。
10 donkeys loaded with the good things of Egypt.
这有十个公驴驮着埃及的美物。
How long would it have taken Jacob to go through all the presents that were on the 10 donkeys?
所以呢，就是说是啊，要通过要雅各要花多长时间才能够把。这个十头驴呢都检查一遍。
So when I was a little boy, we used to have Christmas at our house.
因为当我还是小男孩时候，在我们家里呢有圣诞节。
And I used to get up early in the morning.
我通常在早晨呢起得比较早。
And I would go downstairs to the Christmas tree.
我就下楼去看那个圣诞树。
And I would see the presents.
我会看到那些礼物。
Do you know what I did?
你知道我做了什么吗？
I counted the number of presents under the tree.
我呢数在那个树上的礼物。
And sometimes I would say, this is Martha, it's going to be a good day. I got 11 presents.
我说这个太神奇了，那这个是美好的一天，我得到了11件礼物。
How long would it take me to open all those presents?
要花我多长时间把所有礼物都打开了。
And so when our family got together to open the presents, I got to open 11 presents. That took a long time.
因为当我们的家人聚在一起打开各自礼物的时候呢，我必须开11个礼物，这要花很长时间。
How long is it going to take Jacob to open all the presents on 10 donkeys?
要花那个雅各多长时间把十匹驴上的这些美物都打开了
？Do you think maybe he had a good day when he started opening them? Da da da, another one, another, da da. Oh, I got this. Oh, I got this. I got this.
因为他那一天非常美好吗？ 他到那那打开礼物是，他说到里头，哎，到里头我也搞这，哎，你看看这，哦，又一个好东西。
All right, verse 24. So he sent his brothers away, they departed, and he said to the, see that you do not become troubled along the way.
第二十节说，于是约瑟让他弟兄们回去，又对他们说，你们不要在路上相争。
That little line at the end, "Don't become troubled along the way," it probably means that he said to them, "Don't you fight along the way."
所以这个呢，就说是你们不要在路上相争，有可能的意思是呢，你们在路上的时候不要打架。
You can imagine one of them saying to the other one, "You know, it really is your fault. I never would have sold Joseph. It was your, it's your fault. It's your fault."
你可以去想象一下，他们都说都是你的错，都是你的错，我绝对不会卖约瑟的，都是你的错。
And the two of them could have got together and talked about a fourth guy and say that other brother there, it's really his fault, you know.
因为说两个还两个人呢，可能团结起来跟另外一第四个人说说，你说你看都是你的错，你是你把约瑟给卖了。
I said we shouldn't do this. He said, "Don't you want two pieces of silver? What's the matter with you?"
因为你说呢，他们说呢，我根本就不想做个。那么另外两个人说呢，你们不想分两块银子吗？你们有什么毛病吗
？And so Joseph says, "Don't you fight amongst yourselves on your way up to Canaan to get Jacob and come down. Don't start fighting."
所以意思说呢，就是说是啊，你们呢回到那个迦南地的路上去呢。你们不要吵架，不要相争。
Now, are you a Christian?
你们是基督徒吗
？Are you going to heaven?
你会去天堂吗
？Don't fight with your brothers.
不要跟你的弟兄们吵架。
Okay, they're just bad, just as bad as you are. Don't fight with them. You smile, rejoice, say hallelujah, but don't fight with your brothers.
因为他们跟你一样，都是一样的坏人，所以呢，你不要跟你的弟兄们呢吵架，你要呢就是跟他们和睦，跟他们微笑。
So verse 25, and then they went up out of Egypt, came to the land of Canaan to Jacob their father.
那第二十五节说呢，他们就从埃及上去，来到迦南地，他们父亲的雅各那里。
And they told him, I'm not sure, I think probably all 11 of them.
所以呢，他告诉他说：“我不知道是谁，我不是确定谁，可能十一个都跟他说。”
I think they were all standing there, and they said, "Dad, this is going to be a little bit hard for you to understand, but..." And then they explained to him what happened.
所以呢，我让他们所有人都站在那里说了：“爸爸，啊，这对你来说那可能有点难以理解。”然后呢，他们都跟他说了什么呢
？They said, "Dad." We've got good news for you. Joseph is still alive.
他们说呢，爸爸，我们有个好消息要告诉你，约瑟还活着。
And Jacob probably said, "What? He's alive."
雅各有可能说呢，什么？他还活着。
But I thought the wild beast had killed him.
但是我认为那个野兽已经把他吃了。
They said, "No, he's still alive."
他们说没有，他还活着。
And he said, "Well, what's he doing in Egypt?"
他们说他在埃及在干什么呀
？And they said, "Well, he's in charge. He's the boss of all of Egypt."
他们说呢，他在那里掌管一切，他是老板，他在是整个埃及地的老板。
Can you imagine Joseph being Jacob being somewhat overwhelmed by it all?
所以你可不可以去想象一下那个？雅各呢，完全呢被压倒了呢。
And Jacob's heart stood still because he did not believe them.
这雅各心里冰凉，因为不相信他们。
Well, you can understand that. Had they ever lied to their father before?
你可以理解这一点，他们过去跟他父亲撒过谎没有呢
？Did he ever suspect that they were lying to him?
他有没有就是怀疑过他们撒谎了
？Sure.
当然了。
So he probably is saying this is absolutely crazy, but I don't trust you guys.
有可能他是这样说，那这个太疯狂了，我不相信你们这些人。
Jacob's heart stood still.
雅各心里冰凉。
Verse 27. But when they told him all the words which Joseph had said to them, and when he saw the carts or the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived.
第二节节说呢，他们便将约瑟对他们说的一些话都告诉了他。他们父亲雅各又看见约瑟派来接他的车辆，他的灵就苏醒了。They
explained the story.
他们呢就解释那个故事。
But what really convinced Jacob was the wagons.
现在真正说服雅各的是车辆。
They said these guys must be serious.
但这些人呢应该是严肃的。
They sent all these wagons for us, for our families.
他把这些所有的车辆呢都送给我们，送给我们的家人。
It's a fleet of U-Haul trailers.
所以这个所有的拖车上都装满了。Only
they didn't look like the U-Haul trailers. They looked like Egyptian limousines.
所以他们看到的并不是一般的这个拖车，是那个埃及的那种豪华车。Jacob
said, "No ordinary man could afford all this. It must be true. It must be from God."
雅各说呢，普通人根本就买不起这些东西，这个应该是真的，一定是从神来的。Verse
28, then Israel said, "It's enough. Joseph, my son, is still alive. I will go and see him before I die."
28节，以色列说，罢了罢了，我的儿子约瑟还活着，趁我未死以先，我要去见他一面。Why
did Joseph, sorry, why did Jacob phrase, put in the phrase before I die?
所以呢，为什么雅各要把这个说这句话，在我死之前？
I think because Jacob's life was pretty hard.
我认为呢，雅各的人生呢，当时非常的难。A
lot of the things he loved in life most had been taken from him. Rachel was gone, Joseph was gone, his wealth was gone to the point where he had to go to Egypt to buy food.
这个里面呢，就是说是很多的，在那个雅各人生里没好的东西都没了，那个就是拉结没了，那么说呢，约瑟也没了，然后呢，他们的很多的财富也没了，他们必须下到埃及去买吃的。And
I think he probably often thought about all the problems that he had in life.
因为我认为呢，他有可能就是一直在思考。
他在他人生中的一切麻烦。Does the Christian ever do that?
基督徒有没有这么去做呢？
Yeah.
有。
Okay, what does the Christian look forward to?
那么基督徒盼望的是什么呢？
He's going to heaven to see Jesus.
他会去天堂见耶稣。
Okay, fill your life with that hope.
所以呢，让你的人生充满那样的盼望。
Sometimes when I can't sleep, I say, "Harold, turn on your imagination."
有时候呢，我睡不着，我说 Harold 呢，就是发挥你的想象力。What
are you going to do in the first few hours you get to heaven?
就是你到天堂去的头几个小时，你会做什么
？Okay, so what are you going to do when you get there?
那你到那里，你就会做什么呢？
Okay, Norma says you're going to open your eyes.
Norma 说,
what are you going to see?
Norma 说你要睁开你的眼睛，那你睁开以后你看见什么？
Well, you're going to see a land like you've never seen before.
你会看见一些人，那你以前从来没看见。Absolutely
beautiful.
绝对美的。
I'm trying to remember which of my friends it was. But I think it was my friend George's. George told me this story.
因为这是在想我的是哪个朋友告诉我的，我认为是那个在 George 的一个朋友告诉我的。George's
mother died a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
George's 妈妈呢，就是2个星期之前死了。George
is going to preach to us on Sunday morning. It's the same George.
George 呢，星期天早上会给我们讲道，是同样的一位George。
And I think that she said to George or to one of their family, probably to George, just before she died.
我认为呢，她呢在死之前呢。 他跟George和George的和他的家人说了一些话。
She said, "I've never seen such beautiful flowers in all my life."
而我整个一生中从来没有见过这么漂亮的花。
And she died.
然后他死了。
That's a pretty good story, isn't it?
这是一个非常好的故事，是不是？
What are you going to see when you get to heaven?
那你去了天堂，你会看见什么？
Well, we would use the phrase in English, it'll blow your mind.
对，那就是我们在英语里用的这样一个词，会让你的脑袋爆炸。
I often make a list of the people I'm going to speak to when I get to heaven first.
所以我通常呢列一个表，当时呢我到达天堂以后，我首先要跟哪些人说话。
I'm not sure this is the way the Lord's going to work it out, but I say, that's kind of nice, if when I get there, I would like to speak to.
因为我不认为那就是主呢，要我们这样去行事的方式，我通常就想呢，当我到达天堂以后呢，我要跟谁说话。
And who do you think I got on the list?
你认为谁在我的那个表上？
Well, you're not surprised if I told you my mother and father are on the list, are you?
因为如果你我告诉你我的父母在那个名单上，你不会感到惊讶。
I kind of think the Lord's going to let me see them first. I'll see him first, but then I think I'm going to get to see my mother and father.
所以我认为那就是主会让我们先见他，当然我先要见主，然后见了主以后的主让我去先见我父。
And then I got a long list of others I want to see.
然后还有一个长的名单，其他的我要去见。
You know who's at the top of that list?
你认为在那个名单的上面是谁吗？
Many people who used to be in the assembly right here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以大多数呢，他们曾经呢在第十六届福音教会的那些人。
We were together several times every week for years.
所以我们每一个星期呢要聚几次，多年来一直是这样。
Do you think they're family to me?
你认为他们是我的家人吗？
Sure.
当然是。
And we're going to see them soon. And we'll get to see all kinds of other people too. But I'm looking forward to seeing some of the people who used to come to 16th Avenue with us for many, many years.
所以我们很快就会见到他们了。我当然也想见到其他的人，但是呢，我最想见的都是那些曾经来我们第十六届福音教会的那些人。Jacob,
here's the question for you. Was it worth it to have to wait all those 20 years for Joseph? Now that you got this hope, now that you've seen everything on the donkeys, now that you've seen the wagons, now that you've heard the story, Joseph or Jacob, is it worth it?
因为雅各，现在这个问题要问你，这个就是说，你等了20年，值得吗？现在你等了20年，这里所有的车辆都来了，所有车辆上驮的这些东西，对你来说，等20年，值得吗？
Joseph says it's a, Jacob says, it's a marvelous story. Yes, it's worth it. I'm going to go and see Joseph.
那个雅各说呢，是的，这是一个非常奇妙的故事。是的，这一切都值了。我要去埃及去看约瑟。So
chapter 46.
来到第46章。
So Israel took his journey with all that he had, and he came to Beersheba. And offered sacrifices to the God of his father, Isaac.
以色列带着一切所有的起身来到别是巴，就是就献祭给他父亲以撒的神。
Why did he do that?
他为什么要这么做？
Do you think he realized that the story of Joseph was not just a story, not just because of Joseph? The story of Joseph is all because of the goodness of God.
所以你认为他是不是意识到呢？就是约瑟的这所有的故事，并不仅仅只是约瑟的故事，而是神的美善呢？
All these good things that happened to him, and Joseph says, Jacob says, thank you, God, Thank you, God of my father Isaac. He's been with me all along. He's even with my children. Hallelujah.
因为就是说，啊，约瑟说呢，这所有的这些美事发生在我身上，都是因为神，都是因为我父亲以撒的神，他一直在那里，一直在不仅祝福我，而且还赐福给我的孩子们。
What's Beersheba mean?
那别是巴是什么意思？
It's a big word. What's it mean?
是个大词，什么意思？
Beer, what's that mean?
Beer 是什么意思？
Well.
好。
A well you get water from.
还是井，你从井里得到的。
Sheba, what's Sheba mean?
Sheba 什么意思呢？
It means the oath.
所以呢，就是那个口。
This is the well of the oath.
这是井口。
Okay, was that a pretty significant place?
这是一个非常的重要的地方吗？
Yes, God says, I made a promise to you.
所以呢，他神说呢，我在这里给了你一个应许。
And that promise is so good.
这个应许是如此的好。
That you can drink from it when you get thirsty.
所以当你呢，就是渴了以后，你可以从里面喝。
What encourages the Christian as he goes through life?
所以呢，当基督徒经历人生的时候，什么来激励他们？
Answer the promises of God.
答案是神的应许。
Okay, if you didn't have the promises of God, what would you have?
所以如果你没有神的应许，那你有什么？
Answer not very much.
答案是呢，没有多少东西。
And so it's very reasonable that Jacob would stop on the way to Egypt at Beersheba and give thanks to the God who honored his promises.
所以这个呢，就是说是对，这个是非常有道理的。当雅各呢走到半路上来到那个别示巴呢，在这里向神呢献上感恩，因为神呢献守了他的应许。Verse
12. Then God spoke to Israel in the visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here I am. And he said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not fear to go down to Egypt, for I will make of you a great nation there.
第二节说，夜间神在异象中对以色列说：“雅各，雅各。”他说：“我在这里。”神说：“我是神，就是你父亲的神。你向埃及去，不要害怕，因为我必使你在那里成为大国。”
Is that what God says to you and me?
是神对你我说的话吗？
Do you ever get out of bed in the morning and say, Lord, I'm not looking forward to today?
你有没有早晨起来了，你就说，那主啊，我真的对今天没什么期待。
The problems are really great, you know. I don't think I can handle all this.
因为这个问题太大了，我不认为我自己把控得了。
And the answer of the Lord is often similar to the answer to Jacob. And the Lord says, don't you be afraid to go ahead today, because I am going to do something great for you. I'm going to make of you great, a great nation, a great this, a great, maybe just a great glory for myself.
这里面呢，就是主给我们的答案，跟对以色列的答案是一样的。你下埃及去不要怕，就是因为呢，我在前面呢，要给在你身上呢行大事，所以呢，你不要害怕，你只管去。我在你身上呢行大事，要让你呢变得伟大。就是说呢，有时候让你在你身上行大事呢。
So Jacob's a pretty old man now. He looks back on life and he says, well, God did this, God did that, God did the other thing.
雅各呢，现在是年纪非常大的一个人，他呢回顾他的人生，他说，哦，神做了这件事，神做了那件事，神做了这件事。
Do you ever look back at the good old days?
你有没有回顾一下你的那些美好的旧日子呢？
You say, oh, those days, they were good days. I wish I was back there. Those were good days.
你说，那些都是美好的日子，我希望我能回到那里去。The
Lord says, Harold, don't look back, look forward. What's coming ahead?
你只是儿子不要往后看，往前看，那你前面摆着的是什么呢？
Answer, better days.
答案是更好的日子。
Jacob says, I don't know. I don't know about Egypt. Abraham went down to Egypt. He didn't do really well. Do I have to go? Yeah, you got to go to Egypt.
雅各说呢，我根本就不了解埃及，那埃及那有什么好处呢？哑巴啦，还下到埃及去没有得到什么好处。那么说呢，我怎么办呢？啊，我还是要去埃及。
Jacob probably said, I don't know what I'm going to do when I get there.
雅各呢，有可能说呢，我到那里去以后，我都不知道干什么。
What am I going to do? Three years from now, 2 years from now, how am I going to handle all this?
因为两年以后或者三年以后，我能做些什么呢？我怎么样去把控那些事情呢？
God says, "Don't you worry, Jacob. I'm going to make you there a great nation."
雅各说呢，神对雅各说呢，不要害怕，我要把你，我要让你成就成大国。
What I'm going to do in your future is greater. than what I've done in the past.
我要在你人生里所行的事情，在将来远远大过在你过去的人生中。
Only God can guarantee that.
只有神可以保证这一点。
I think it's absolutely wonderful.
我说这是绝对奇妙的。
Keep smiling.
要保持微笑。
Keep trusting the Lord.
要一直相信神。
Verse 4, God says, I will go down with you to Egypt.
第四节说呢，神说我要和你同下埃及去。
I heard a radio preacher yesterday. We heard a radio preacher yesterday.
所以呢，我听到了一个收音机里讲道人，就是我们听到一个收音机里的讲道人。
He said, John Livingston, who went to be a missionary in Africa.
他说呢，那个 John Livingston 呢，去到非洲做宣教士。
And John Livingston's words went like this.
John Livingston's 的话是这样说的。
He says, "I'll go wherever you send me, Lord, if you go with me."
那主啊，不管您呢派我到哪里去，我都会去。但是呢，您必须与我同去。
I can't go anywhere alone.
我不可能一个人去。
But if you go with me, I'll go anywhere.
但是如果您与我同去了，我什么地方我都愿意去。
Here's this marvelous promise of God. I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will surely bring you up again. And Joseph will put his hand on your eyes.
这就是神的那个奇妙的应许。第四节说呢，我要和你同下埃及去，也必定带你上来，约瑟必将手按在你的眼睛上。
Verse 5, then Joseph arose from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried their father Jacob. Sorry, then Jacob arose from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried their father Jacob, their little ones, their wives, in the carts or the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him.
第五节说，雅各就从别是巴起行，以色列的儿子们呢，使他们的父亲雅各和他们的妻子孩子们都坐在法老为雅各送来的车上。
Was it a long walk for Jacob?
对那个雅各来说是一个很长的路要走吗？
No, he was sitting in the royal limousine from Egypt.
所以呢，他就是说是他坐在那个皇家的一个豪华的那种车上
，like being in a tour bus，
就像来那个旅游车上一样。
And you got the whole bus to yourself，
整辆旅游车都是你自己。
And you're just relaxing, looking out the window, da 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 da. That's how he went to Egypt.
你就是坐在车上呢，就是放松，然后看着窗户外面。哒哩哒哩哒，这就是你去埃及的方式。
So they took their verse 6, they took their livestock and their goods, which they had acquired in the land of Canaan, and went to Egypt, Jacob and all his descendants with him, his sons and his sons' sons, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his descendants he brought with him to Egypt.
第六节说呢，他们又带着迦南地所有的牲畜。
Okay, so Joseph, Jacob, when he went down, he took his sons and his son's sons, he took his daughters and his son's daughters.
因为就是他当雅各下去的时候呢，他带着他的儿子们，他儿子的儿子们，他的女儿们和他儿子的女儿们。
How much do you know about Jacob's daughters?
你对雅各的女儿们了解多少？
Not very much.
不多。
You know one story, you know about Dinah?
你知道一个故事，你知道戴娜。
That's a sad story.
这是个那个悲伤的故事。
Did Jacob have any other good stories about his daughters?
雅各有很多其他的关于他女儿们的好故事吗？
The answer is yep, all kinds of good stories about his daughters. We just don't know the stories.
当然是的，有所有的关于他女儿们的好故事，只是我们不知道而已。
So you can imagine getting to heaven, and you meet somebody on the street, and you say, "Who are you?" And the person says, "Oh, I'm Jacob's daughter."
You can imagine.
And that woman tells you all the stories about growing up in Joseph's family and being with Joseph's brothers. And I think there's going to be a lot of good stories.
我认为那个女的呢，会告诉你呢，她怎样在雅各的家里长大的，怎样跟雅各的儿子们一起长大的。我认为她会告诉你很多美好的故事。
Now the plan of God in the Bible is basically to tell us mostly the stories about good men.
因为这神的计划在圣经里呢，大多数都是要告诉我们的那些好人的故事。
Were there good women in the Bible?
有好的女人在圣经里的吗？
Yeah, we know of some of them. They were outstanding.
因为我们也知道其中的一些，他们非常的杰出。
And I think when we get to heaven, we'll say, you know, God's amazing. He could have written another book all about the wonderful women that we never even heard about.
因为我认为呢，让你去了天堂以后，跟你说呢，哦，神呢是非常神奇的。我认为他可以另外再写一本书，告诉我们所有的那些奇妙的女人们的故事，我们从来没听说过的。Do
you think Jacob's daughters were worse than his sons?
所以你认为雅各的女儿们比他的儿子们坏吗？
Or is it more probable that Jacob's sons were worse than his daughters?
或者说，也更大的可能性是雅各的儿子们比他的女儿们要坏了。So
I like this verse because it tells us about these, I think, good daughters of Jacob and good granddaughters. He had lots of good family.
当我读到这节经文时候呢，我说呢，啊，这个太好了，因为其实呢，他雅各有很多好的女儿，有好的孙女，就是雅各呢有一个非常好的家庭。
Verse 10, now these were the names of the children of Israel. Jacob, his sons, who went with to Egypt, Reuben was Jacob's firstborn.
Is it verse 10? That was verse 8. Okay. So第八节说呢，来到埃及地的以色列的孩子们的名字记在下面，雅各和他的众子，雅各和长，雅各的长子是流便。
And then in the next verses, we're going to get the names in their family.
在下面的一些经文里，我们能够得到他的家人的名字。
And frankly, you don't have to memorize all these names now.
坦率地说，你现在不用背下这些所有的名字。
But I think when you get to heaven, you'll memorize them.
所以我认为你当你去到天堂以后，你会背下来的。
You'll meet them.
你会碰到他们的。
You'll befriend them.
你会跟他们成为朋友。
And you're going to marvel. You say, that's who you are. I saw your name in the list, but frankly, I didn't pay much attention.
我说，真的是你吗？我在这个圣经里读到过你的名字，但是呢， 当时并没引起我的注意。
We've said it before, we say it again. God doesn't have any ordinary children.
因为我们以前说过，现在还是要说，神并没有一个孩子是普通的。
God doesn't have any unimportant children.
神并没有一个不重要的孩子。
It isn't that some of these sons are mentioned, they're all mentioned by name.
因为这个并不是说是他们其中的一些儿子的名字被提到，他们所有的人的名字都被提到了。
God loves everyone.
神爱每一个人。
Absolutely marvelous.
绝对奇妙的。
All right, so we'll just try to read as we go along. Verse 9, the sons of Reuben were Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi.
因为我们在读下去的时候，我们试图把这些名字都读出来。第九节说，流变的众子是哈洛、法路、西斯伦、加米。
The sons of Simeon were Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanite woman.
第十节说，那西缅的众子是耶姆利、雅米、阿霞、雅金、霞索、索霞，还有迦南女子所生的扫罗。
How do you think they felt when their uncle came back and said, "Oh, by the way, there's a really bad man in Egypt. He's taken your father. He's kept him in prison."
因为你认为呢，这些人呢，他当时呢，有人回来告诉他们，这时候说啊，那在埃及有些坏人把你们的父亲们呢关在监狱里，他们会怎么想？
Those six boys lived the whole year without their father.
其实六个男孩呢，活了有一年时间见不着他们的父亲。
The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari.
利未的众子是歌圣、歌侠、卡拉利。
You say, well, do you know anything about those three sons of Levi?
你认为你认识三个任何事情关于利未的这三个儿子吗？
And the answer is, of course, they're the sons of the priests. And the family of Moses and the family of Aaron, Kohath and Merari, they all had jobs.That we read about in Leviticus, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. So we know about them.
你说那当然了，我知道这些人的名字了。他们呢，像他们都是将来的祭司，祭司就是在摩西那个时候呢，他们那个格胜、哥侠、米拉利，他们都是祭司。你会从那个利未记、民数记、生命记里都懂得他们。
And we know about the sons of Judah as well. We've read about them elsewhere. The sons of Judah were Er, Onan, Shelah, Perez, and Zerah.
因为我们同样也读到犹大的儿子们，就是犹大的儿子是尔、俄南、示拉、法勒斯、谢拉。
But Er and Onan died in the land of Canaan. The sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul.
唯有尔与俄兰死在迦南地，法勒斯和法勒斯的众子是希斯伦、哈姆勒。
The sons of Issachar were Tola, Puva, Job, and Shimron.
所以以撒家的众子是陀拉、普瓦、约伯、申能。
The sons of Zebulun were Sered, Elon, and Jahiel.
所以西布伦的众子是希勒、以伦、雅利。
These were the sons of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob in Padan Aram, with his, and his daughter Dinah. All the persons, the sons and his daughters, were 33.
这是利亚在巴旦亚兰给雅各所生的众子，还有女儿底拿，所有儿女共33人。
And the sons of Gad were Zephon, Haggi, Shui, Shuni.Hezbon, Eri, Arodi, and Areli.
加德的众子是喜非银、哈基、舒尼、以斯本、以利、亚罗底、亚列利。
The sons of Asher were Jimna, Yeshua, Yesui, Beriah, and Sarah, their sister. And the sons of Beriah were Heber and Malkiel.
亚舍的众子是因拿是伊斯瓦、伊斯韦、比利亚，还有他们的妹子希拉、 比利亚的众子是西别马杰。
These were the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah his daughter, and these she bore to Jacob 16 persons.
这是拉班给他女儿利亚的女仆细帕从雅各所生的儿子们共有16人。
And the sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, were Joseph and Benjamin.
雅各之妻拿结的众子是约瑟和便雅悯。
And to Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore to him.
约瑟在埃及地生那马拉西和以法莲，就是安城的祭司波提菲纳的女儿雅西娜给约瑟生的。
The sons of Benjamin were Bela, Becher, Ashbel, Gera, Naaman, Eli, Rosh, Muppim.Hupim and Ard.
那便雅悯的众子是比拉比杰雅士别基拉乃麦以西罗什母平户平雅勒。
That's a lot of sons.
就是很多的儿子。
I think they counted it up. Is it 10? I think so.
有些时候呢，认为大概有十个。
These were the sons of Rachel who were born to Jacob, 14 persons in all.
这是拉杰给雅各所生的众子共有14人。
The son of Dan was Hushim. The sons of Naphtali were Jezreel, Guni, Jezer, and Shillem. They were the sons of Bilhah, whom Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter. She bore these to Jacob, 7 persons in all.
但的众子是户生，拿弗他利的众子是雅歇，孤尼耶瑟是呢，这是班纳给他的女儿拉杰的女仆毕拉从雅各所生的众子，共有7人。
All the persons who came with Jacob to Egypt, who came from his body, beside Jacob's sons' wives, were 66 persons in all.
那与雅各同到埃及的，除了他儿媳之外，凡从他所生的，共有66人。
And the sons of Joseph who were born to him in Egypt were 2 persons. All the persons of the house of Jacob who went to Egypt were 70.
还有约瑟在埃及所生的两个儿子，雅各家来到埃及的共有70人。
Then he sent Judah before him to Joseph to point out before him the way to Goshen, and they came to the land of Goshen.
雅各打发犹大先去见约瑟。请派人引路往歌山去，于是他们来到歌山地。
So Judah is more and more appearing as a leader amongst his family.
所以犹大呢，看起来呢，就是越来越是这个家里的领导人了。
What's Judah's name mean?
那么犹大的名字是什么意思
？Praise, that's right.
就是赞美。
Have you ever noticed that praise usually leads the people of God?
你有没有注意到呢？就是赞美总是带领着神的子民呢？
Let your life be filled with praise for the Lord, and the Lord will cause you to lead His people.
所以让你的那个人生里充满了赞美，这样呢，让神呢，让你去带领他的子民。
So verse 29, Joseph made ready his chariot, went up to Goshen to meet his father Israel, and he presented himself to him and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while.
29就是约瑟备好车往歌山去迎接他父亲以色列，以致见了面就伏在父亲的颈项上哭了很久。
How long do you think that good while was?
你认为呢？当时呢，他们那个很久是多少
？Okay, I think the two of them had a long cry together.
我认为他们两个人呢，一起呢哭了很久。
And Israel said to Joseph, "Let me now die, since I have seen your face, because you are still alive."
三十节，以色列的意思说。我记得见你的面，因为你还活着。现在就是死，我也心甘了。
Without Joseph around, Jacob was dead on the inside.
因为没有约瑟的话呢，雅各在内，他的心早就死了。
And he probably prayed to the Lord many times, saying, Lord, if it's possible, if Joseph is still alive, could I see him before I die?
其实他有可能呢，雅各呢做了很长的祷告，他说主啊，如果那个约瑟仍然活着，我能不能在死前见他一面呢？
And I think he promised the Lord, please keep me alive till I see Joseph.
我认为呢，他呢就是向那个神呢保证，就是说求您呢就是说是让我活着，一直让我活着，直到我见到耶稣为止。
Do you remember the Christmas story of Simeon?
你认为那个就是西缅的那个圣诞的故事吗？
The Lord said to Simeon, Simeon, you won't die until you've seen the Lord's Christ.
所以那个就是主说呢，西缅呢。 见那个基督之前，你不会死的。
Simeon said, Now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. I can go now. I've seen Jesus.
所以西缅呢说呢，我现在可以走了，我可以去见主了，因为我已经看到了主耶稣基督，我已经看到了救恩，我可以去天堂了。
Marvelous, the reunion.
所以是一个非常奇妙的团聚。
One day we're going to get a better reunion than that. We're going to see Jesus.
明天呢，我们会得到更好的这样的团聚，我们要去见到主耶稣。
I'm not sure what I'm going to say to him when I first see him.
因为第一次，当我看到他的时候呢，我不知道我要对他说什么。
And I think I'm going to weep on his shoulders and say thank you.
我认为呢，我会伏在他的颈项上哭，说谢谢你。
Verse 31, Then Joseph said to his brothers and to his father's household, I will go up and tell Pharaoh and say to him, My brothers and those of my father's house who were in the land of Canaan have come to me, and the men are shepherds, for their occupation has been to feed livestock, and they have brought their flocks, their shepherds, their herds, and all that they have.
第三节说，约瑟对他的弟兄们和他的父亲的全家说：“我要上去告诉法老，对他说呢，我的弟兄和我的父亲的全家人从前在迦南地，现今都来我这里了。他们是牧羊人，以养牲畜为业。我们把羊群和牛群和一切的都带来了。”
So verse 33. So shall it be when Pharaoh calls you, because he's going to introduce them to Pharaoh. When Pharaoh calls you and says, What is your occupation? That you shall say, Your servant's occupation has been with livestock from our youth even till now, both we and also our fathers, that you may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians.
第33节说呢，等法老召你们的时候，他准备把他们介绍给法老，问你们说呢？ 你们和从何事为业？第三十节，你们要说你的仆人从幼年直到如今都以养牲畜为业，连我们和我们的父辈也都以此为业。这样，我们可以再住在歌山地，因为凡牧羊的都被埃及人所厌恶。
So when the children of Israel went down to Egypt, where did they live?
当那个以色列人呢下到埃及去的时候，他们在做什么？
They lived in Goshen.
那就在那个歌山住的。And
where did the Egyptians live?
那么那个埃及人要住到哪里？
Everywhere else.
到处都是。And
did the Egyptians live with the Hebrews?
那么埃及人跟那个希伯来人是会不会住在一起？
No. Did the Egyptians eat with the Hebrews?
对了，不会。那埃及人会跟希伯来人一起吃饭吗？
No, Joseph had to eat alone. And when the brothers came down, they ate alone.
你不会，约瑟呢必须单独吃饭。当他的哥哥们来的时候呢，他们也要分开吃饭。So
the Lord organized it in a wonderful way so that the Egyptians didn't live with the Hebrews and the Hebrews didn't live with the Egyptians, even though they were part of the same country.
因为这个主呢，以一种奇妙的方式呢，把这个组织起来了。当时呢，就是说是啊，希伯来人不必和埃及人一起住，埃及人呢不必和希伯来人一起住，尽管他们住在同一片土地上。
Now where do the Christians live today?
基督徒今天住在哪里？
Well, they live in the world, which is a picture of Egypt.
我们今天呢住在世界里，这是埃及的一个画面。
But we live in many respects a separated life from the world around us.
因为从很多方面呢，我们对与我们周围的世界呢，从某种方式上是分开的。
So by the grace of God, we live in the world, but we are not of the world.
所以呢，就是说，借着神的恩典，我们活在这个世界里面，但是我们却不属于这个世界。
That's why the Christians spend a lot of time together.
这就是什么？基督徒们花大量的时间呢，聚在一起。
One of the reasons for that is that the world doesn't really want to live with us that much.
其中的一个原因是在这个世界的人呢，他们并不太想跟我们住在一起。
You've often noted that the Christians don't, the world doesn't invite you to their parties the way they used to.
因为你也注意到这个世界的人呢，他不会像过去那样去邀请你们参加他们的聚会。
You don't always want to go to with them, and they don't always want to go with you.
你也不想跟他们一起去，他们也不想跟你一起去。
So just as the Egyptians, sir, just as the Jews were in Goshen, in the center of Egypt, but not with the Egyptians. So the Christian is in the assembly, the church, and we're with one another, but we're not necessarily that close to the world.
就像当时的那个以色列人呢，他们住在那个歌山呢，在埃及的中心地带。那么说呢，我们当今的教会，我们也住在这个世界里面，但是呢，我们并不想跟那个世界有什么关系。
Now that is a good distinction to maintain.
这是一个很好的区别，你要保持。
We're in the world, but we're different from the world.
我们在这个世界里，但是我们和世界的人不同。
And sometimes when the world invites us to be with them, we say, no, I'm sorry, I can't.
有时候呢，这个世界人邀请我们和他们一起去呢，我们必须说不，我不能和你一起去。
And sometimes the world says, we're happier that way too. You go your way, I'll go our way.
你说呢？这个世界的人说呢，我们喜欢我们的方式，你喜欢你的方式，所以我们往这边去，你们往那边去。
So they were going to make a great nation. The Lord was going to make a great nation out of the Jews, but He would do so in the land of Goshen, separated from the Egyptians.
所以呢，神呢要把那个就是说是犹太人呢变成一个伟大的国家，但是呢，在这之前呢，他要在这个埃及地的，在这个歌山这个地方把他们分别出来，把他们变成一个伟大的国家。
Verse 47. Then Joseph went and told Pharaoh and said, "My father and my brothers, their flocks and their herds and all they possess have come down from the land of Canaan." And indeed, they are in the land of Goshen.
第47章第一节说，约瑟进去告诉法老说，我的父亲和我的弟兄带着羊群、牛群，并一切所有的从迦南地来了，看，如今在歌山地。
And he took 5 men from among his brothers and presented them to Pharaoh.
约瑟从他弟兄中挑出5个人呢，引他们去见法老。
So how would you have felt if you were one of those 5 brothers?
你是中间那五个弟兄中间的一个，你的感觉怎么样？
And they would say, "What on earth? Am I going to go to the king? I'm going to the king of the world."
他们就是到底发生了什么呢？我要去见王，见世界的王。
How would you feel if you got a note in the mail and it simply said, "King Charles would like to see you. Please come to see him." You can come on the 23rd day of February. Just come to the palace and everything will be fine.
因为如果你在你的信箱里说的一份信告诉你说呢，你在2月23号你要去见那个查尔斯国王，你会怎么想？
A lot of people say, you know, Christians are very ordinary people.
一大很多人说那基督徒那都是一些普通的人。
Well, we're ordinary in some respects, but we're far more than ordinary in other respects.
因为我们从某种方面呢是普通的，但是呢，我们在其他的一些方面呢，远远不是普通的。
Verse 3, then Pharaoh said to his brothers, what is your occupation? And they said to Pharaoh, your servants are shepherds, both we and our fathers.
第三节说，那法老问约瑟的弟兄说：“你们何以何事为业？”他们的法老说：“你的仆人都是牧羊人，连我们的父辈也是牧羊人。”
And they said to Pharaoh, we've come to sojourn in the land because your servants have no pasture for their flocks, for the famine is severe in the land of Canaan. Now therefore, please let your servants dwell in the land of Goshen.
第四节，他们又对法老说了：“迦南地的饥荒甚大，仆人的羊群没有草吃，所以我们在这里寄居。现在求你让仆人住在歌山地。” So
this is very important where they were going to live.
因为这个他们要在哪里住是非常重要的。And
it is very important for the Christian to be in the right fellowship with the Lord and His people.
所以在基督徒那时候呢，也是非常重要的，就是说是啊，在正确的地方和主和主的子民一起住。So
our father came home many years ago.
所以我们的父亲很多年前回家。And
he said to our mother, I've got good news for you.
他对我们的妈妈说呢，我对你有个好消息。I've
just been appointed to a very important position in our company in Toronto.
所以我现在呢，就是啊，他们让我在我的公司里，在多伦多担任一个非常重要的职务。And
he probably told her what the position was and the more money he was going to get.
他有可能告诉他了，就说是啊，那个职位是什么，他。
And we don't know anything about those details. And so they talked about it and prayed about it.
所以他们呢,聊了一下,
and they decided that it wouldn't be really good for our family to move to Toronto.
所以他们决定了,对我们家庭来说呢,搬到多伦多可能不是一件好事。
And so my father said to his company, thank you very much, but we are going to decline that offer and we are not leaving Vancouver.
因为呢，就是说他的爸爸呢，他们的爸爸必须得跟他的公司说的，我们非常抱歉，我们必须拒绝你这样的一个提名，然后我们不能去到多伦多去。
So what do you think happened after that?
你认为在那之后发生了什么呢?
Well, Norm and I continued to live in Vancouver.
Norman跟我一直住在温哥华。
We kept coming to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
我们可以一起来第十六届福音教会。
And my father kept working in Vancouver.
我们的爸爸一直在温哥华工作。
Until somebody else took over the management of his company in Vancouver.
直到呢，有人呢，就是接管了他在温哥华的公司。And
instead of being promoted, he was demoted.
所以呢，就是并没有，他本来应该受到提拔，但是他却被降职了。And
frankly, he didn't feel very happy.
坦然说，他感觉不高兴。He
said, "I could have gone there like that."
他说，我本来可以坐到那个么高的位置。Instead
of where that, I went like this and then that.
取而代之，说我现在跑到这里来。And
he said that's not very fair.
说这个呢，并不是很公平。Did
he make the right decision?
他做出了正确的决定吗
？You asked Norman, did he make the right decision?
你问诺曼，他做了正确的决定吗
？Okay.
Okay.
It's very important that do we live where the Lord wants us to live.
这个是非常重要的，你要住在主想要你住的地方。
And just because there's more glory,
仅仅只是因为更多的荣誉,
or just because there's more money,
仅仅只是因为更多的钱,
that's not why you move.
这不是他要搬的原因。
We follow the Lord. We live where the Lord has chosen us to live. Sometimes we've got to move. Sometimes we've got to stay.
因为我们必须跟随着主，我们选择主要我们所住的地方。有时候呢，我们必须搬家；有时候呢，我们必须留下。So
there are three temptations in the life of the Christian.
所以在基督徒的人生中有三种诱惑。And
there's a verse of scripture that underlies these, and I can't remember it.
所以就是在圣经里有一节经文呢，指出了这一点，但是我记不得那哪一节经文了。And
I feel very bad because it's a good verse of scripture, but this is what it means. Three problems, three temptations in the life of every Christian.
所以我感觉非常不好，因为我不记得那个经文，但是我记得这个意思，在基督徒的人生里面有三种诱惑。Number
one, the pleasure of sin.
这第一个罪的那个享受。
Number two, the the prestige, if you like, of glory.
第二个呢，就是你那个追求荣耀。Number
three, the power of money.
第三个呢，就是金钱的力量。
And read the temptations are there. Sin, glory, money, they are temptations for the Christian. And the children of Israel said, we're not going to live next to Joseph in the palace. We're going to live way out in the suburbs in this town of Goshen.
一个是罪，第二个是荣耀，第三个呢就是金钱。那么说，当时以色列人呢，他们说呢，我们不想住在约瑟的宫殿的附近，我们选择了一个哥珊的这样一个地方住，要远离那个诱惑。Again,
Joseph, Jacob comes down from Egypt, sorry, from Canaan. Did he bring all the stuff with him? No, he left the stuff because all the blessing of Egypt was before him.
这里面当时雅各从迦南地搬到埃及的时候，他有没有把他所有的家当都带上呢？没有，他把好多那个好的东西留在那里呢，因为埃及地一切的美物都等着他。
So don't be led astray by the luxuries of the world. You simply say, Lord, I want to go your way. I will do what you want me to do. And they ended up in Goshen. It wasn't the most glorious part of Egypt, but it was the best part of Egypt for the family of Jacob.
那么就像当时的以色列人，他们去到了歌山地，去到埃及。歌山地并不是埃及最好的地方，但是说呢，对以色列人来说呢，他们居住的最好的地方。All
right, well, that's probably as far as we can get today. We'll pick up the story again next week.
也是有可能是我们今天呢就停到这里了。那么下个星期呢，我们继续来读这个故事。
I just want to remind you again, it was an exciting day for the brothers when they met Joseph.
因为再次提醒一下大家呢，就是说对那个他的哥哥们来说是非常的兴奋的一天，碰到了他们的弟弟约瑟。
Was it an exciting day for Joseph when he met his brothers?
所以呢，这个也是不是约瑟呢？一个非常兴奋的天，当他碰到他的哥哥们的时候呢？
Yes.
Yes.
Is it going to be an exciting day for us when we go and meet Jesus?
因为我们来说呢，就是说是当我们碰到主耶稣基督的时候，是不是一个非常的令人兴奋的一天呢？
Yes.
也是。
Is it going to be an exciting day for Jesus when he meets us?
对主耶稣基督来说，当他了碰到我们，会不会也是非常兴奋的一天呢？
The answer is yes, and it absolutely overwhelms us. Can you imagine Jesus in heaven getting excited about one day he's going to meet Harold?
对呀，是的，这是呢，就是一件非常的神奇的事情。你可以去想象一下，那个在天上的我们的主耶稣基督呢，当他碰到我们的时候，像碰到哈尔的时候呢，他也感到非常兴奋呢。Just
blows your mind, doesn't it?
就是让你的脑子呢，就是完全爆炸了，是不是？Lord,
again, we want to thank you. Jesus loves me because the Bible tells me so.
所以说，我们再次感谢您呢，因为主耶稣基督的爱我是圣经告诉我的。And
Lord, we believe we'll never get over the fact that Jesus loves us, and we sure want to thank you.
所以主啊，我们就认为呢，我们永远的忘不了这样一个事实：主耶稣基督爱我们，我们要说主耶稣啊，我们感谢你。So
for these wonderful stories in the Bible, we give thanks.
所以呢，对这些在圣经里的这些奇妙的故事，我们献上感恩。Help
us to learn from them. Help us to live from them. We pray.
所以呢，帮助我们从里面学的东西，帮助我们呢，从里面的东西里面活出来。我们祷告。So
bless each of us today, Lord. Bless those who are on Zoom, those here at the chapel, and those who are often at the chapel and not able to be here today. Bless us all, Lord.
所以说，求你赐福给我们所有的人，赐福给我们在座的，赐福给我们在座母上的，赐福给我们在教堂里的，赐福给那些通常的来到教堂，我们今天在一起，今天没有来的，也赐福他们。And
we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们现在献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.